Feature racing interview is brought to you by China Doll, the award-winning restaurant located at the historic Finger Wharf at Woolloomooloo. Takes creative dining in Sydney to another level. Well, it was just a phenomenal performance from the Autumn Sun yesterday. The man on board was Kieran McAvoy, and we thought we'd get him on and have a chat. G'day, Kieran.
Hey, boys.
Look, we've had callers ringing up comparing the Autumn Sun's performance to Kingston Town. Sitting on the back of the horse, what was your take of that performance yesterday?
Yeah, amazing effort, that's for sure. It was a case of just hoping at the top of the straight. I knew I had a horse that was going to finish really well, and exactly what he did. He obviously, we were standing them a good start, but he was dynamic, and he's got the ability to not only stay and stay well, but also to maintain a solid gallop, over the last two furlongs, and the same speed as what it was, and it was unbelievable.
You've ridden plenty of good ones, Kieran. Good morning to you, mate. It's Dave. Where does he sort of sit? I mean, he's doing things that only very special horses do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not one to compare horses or to rate them categorically, but he's an unbelievable 3-year old, and he's obviously one of the best 3-year olds I've ridden. And he's a horse that I don't think he's got to his best trip yet. He might get out to 2,000 metres. You never know where he could end up. So there's no ceiling to where his future lies. And I hope he stays in training because he's fantastic. If Winx does retire, and then we've got a new horse to fly the flag. So, he's only doing it against 3-year olds, and he's got to do it as an older horse, of course. But he's got a big future if he stays in training.
Oh, well, that's the question. Was there word around yesterday with Chris John Massara there, of course, part owner of the Autumn Sun, about just how long the race career might be? I think there was mention of Royal Ascot earlier today as well.
Yeah, I think there's been a bit of a chat about Royal Ascot and maybe taking on the older horses here as well, whether it's in the Ranbert or the Queen Elizabeth, I'm not sure. But there's the Rosial Guineas as well at 2,000 metres against his own age. So there's options for the horse, and nothing's been finalised yet. But I'm sure that Chris and the Massaras and Ollie Coleman will sit down, and we can try and nut out the best avenue. But he's a horse that, I'd personally love to see him race overseas as well, and whether that's competing at Royal Ascot this year or next year, it remains to be seen. But, he's an exciting horse to be a part of, that's for sure.
100%. Get the family, little vacation, Royal Ascot, beautiful time of the year, Wimbledon's on. All expenses paid, Kieran, we can sort something out for you.
You won't knock back the opportunity to whack the old top hat and tails on and head to Royal Ascot, one of the great meetings on the racing calendar.
You've had a great ride the last couple of seasons, Melbourne Cups, etc., Everests, but you're getting these nice horses coming through, and we heard before we played a play on from Classic Legend. This is this Les Bridge runner that has only had the two starts midweek, but there's chat that it goes to Hong Kong pretty soon, but it's another one that's just got so much upside.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. He's always shown a lot, and picked out by Carmel Size at the sales. And I sat on him early doors, and Carmel liked him, and I remember liking him straight away as well. And Les has done a great job with him. He only beat midweek horses / provincial horses the other day, but it's just the style that he did it in. And he'd be another one that we can hope hangs around on our shores for a little bit longer as well before jetting off to Hong Kong. So we'll wait and see. Obviously, he could take on the Derby Munro in a few weeks' time there at Randwick. So that'll be a stiffer test for him, but we'll see how he fares against the better quality 3-year-olds.
Red Zell, tight, couldn't quite get the job done, not much in it. What was your thoughts on the first-up performance?
Yeah, great run. Like you said, small margin, we were beaten, and Scully was able to really control the race from that good draw, and I was not great out of the barriers compared to recent times, but I was able to get a spot with some cover early, and then on the corner I had to make a decision to get closer to the leader, and we just got pushed a little bit wide on the corner, which made it a little bit harder for Red Zell, and we got there to challenge, and we just come up short. But Fantastic run. Not everything went his way, and he's on song for a great preparation again. So, you know, he hasn't lost many admirers from yesterday's defeat.
Mm. Yeah, Kieran, big spring, big autumn coming up, championships, etc. Can you give us an exclusive? Now, there's a horse of Charlie Appleby's coming out for the Sydney Cup called Dubai. Now, I only ask you this because I know you've got a very strong association, obviously, with Godolphin. You won the Melbourne Cup for them, etc. Are you going to be piloting Dubai if it lobs?
Yeah, we've just got to wait and see what whether the horse gets the tick to come. There's been a couple in the pipeline to head out here. So there's a few local horses running well. There's a couple of horses that ran well yesterday in the 2,000 metre race being the last race. So we'll just weigh up the options and see whether this horse Dubai gets on the plane out here. So
sounds like he's on, Jimmy. He's on if he gets here.
He looks an exciting horse. He's a good horse. Win over there. He won very well. So he's one to keep an eye on, that's for sure.
What about you tossing the ball up and Karen's just playing it back down
Beautiful.
The wicket?
Test match cricket.
Very straight bat today. Kieran, I think we're all interested in McLaren in the Black Opal Stakes. How's McLaren travelling for you?
Yeah, well, he was okay today. I think the ground went against him a little bit when he was beaten at his last start. I'm just getting the form up here now. There's been a few scratchings this race today, so
there's sort of no. I mean, Roble's horse goes forward. Here, we'll do the speed map live on here. Roble's horse goes forward, but I tell you what, you can get. I'm on, Kieran. I'm on this. You can get a lovely spot, mate. He'll relax for you, and just let him go. Top of the straight.
Yeah, my horse has got speed as well. So, like you said, the horse of Robles, which has showed second to Tenley there a few weeks ago, so that's good enough for him. But my fella, when you look at the form, it says that both of his runs were on slow seven. Now I disagree, saying that his last run on slow seven was worse than a seven. And when he won, it was better than the slow seven. So we're going to get better ground today, which will really aid in his chances, and he'll be super hard to beat. So he's a good chance for me there today.
Mm. All right, Kieran, we'll watch that with interest. Congratulations, amazing performance on the Autumn Sun yesterday. Very exciting, the Autumn, all told, and great to get an exclusive out of you from Dave there about your Sydney Cup runner as well. So appreciate that, mate, and good luck today.
Stay tuned. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.